The Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus put before the crowds several more parables. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It's one of the smallest of the seeds, but when it is grown, it is one of the greatest shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a yeast that the woman took, mixed with 3 measures of flour until all was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hid in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good in baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out his treasure, what is new and what is old. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. If you could ask God for just one thing, what would you ask for? Wow, that's a question. But I want you to think about that. Solomon asked for wisdom to rule his nation. That was important to him. What is really important to us? What's more important than anything else in all the world to us? Once upon a time, there was a beggar. He was a ragged person who went around from door to door with his bowl asking for alms. People would put maybe some grain, a few kernels of corn or something in his bowl. Sometimes they would even put some coin. But that was his life, door to door, day after day. Now one day, he heard carriage wheels. And he looked around, and lo and behold, he saw the king's carriage coming toward him. And it stopped right by him. And he was thrilled. His heart pounded, because now he thought, maybe I'll get some wealth. But to his surprise, the king reached out his hand and said, what will you give to me? Well, he was dumbfounded. He thought, surely the king is joking. But the king's hand was still there with the same question. What will you give to me? Well, he looked in his alms bowl, and the only thing he could see there that he might possibly give to the king was one golden kernel of corn. So he picked it out and placed it in the king's hand. And the king's carriage took off. Well, he went around collecting his alms for the day, and in the evening he poured his bowl out on the table to see what he had and whether he'd had enough there to even eat. And lo and behold, within what was in his bowl, there was one nugget of gold. And the beggar wept and said, oh no, If only I had given the king my life, if I had only given the king my whole bowl. That's how the kingdom of heaven is, Jesus tells us. Solomon asked for wisdom, and he certainly needed it to rule a whole nation. The beggar gave the king a golden drop, a kernel of corn. The merchant sold everything he had to buy that pearl of great value. The farmer sold everything he had so that he could buy that one field with the treasure in it. Too often people don't realize the treasure that is there. What would you give to have that treasure? What do you go after? Excuse me. Too often, we set our sights too low. Because God answers our prayers. He always does. Of course, He sometimes answers with a yes, sometimes with a no, and sometimes with a wait. But in the midst of that, God only answers our prayers if they are in keeping with His will and His command, and for the good and welfare of others. So what do we ask for? And what do we offer to this great King who comes to us in so many ways? This King of Kings, what is He worth? And what are we willing to give to Him when... Boy, got something in my throat. And what are we willing to do for it? Are we willing to sell everything to possess this great gift? Are we willing to suffer and be persecuted and put down to have this great gift? Are we willing even to be crucified for this great gift? The good news is that we don't have to go to that extreme because Jesus Himself was crucified for our sake and offers us the gift of His grace as it's expressed in this song and in the first lesson that was read from, the second lesson rather, from Romans. For to those who love God, who are called in His plan, everything works out for good. And God Himself chose them to bear the likeness of His Son, that He might be the first of many.
Those who love God, who are called in His plan,
might be the first of many, many brothers. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Neither trouble nor pain nor persecution. For to those who love God, who are called in His plan, everything works out for good. And God Himself chose them to bear the likeness of His Son, that He might be the first of many, many brothers. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Not the past, the present, nor the future. For to those who love God, who are called in His plan, everything works out for good. And God Himself chose them to bear the likeness of His Son, that He might be the first of many, many brothers. So there we have it in a nutshell. Christ has done for us what we could not do for ourselves. So now, because of what Christ has done, we can look at the whole realm of all of the things that we ever wanted, and we can choose whatever we want. But the warning is there. Choose wisely. For the day will come, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe the day of judgment, when there will be a separation, when we will be called to account, when He will look at our bowl of alms, the choices that we made. Did we choose wisdom? Did we choose that which was of ultimate value? Or did we set our sights too low on the gutter of the things in the world, which are here today and gone tomorrow? Or have we set our sights on those things that are eternal? For God calls us to seek those things that are above, not the things that are below. And therefore, God does answer our prayers, as I said, in many ways. A soldier during the Confederate and the War of the States, the Civil War, wrote some words that I think are really a powerful way of thinking of prayer. It's sometimes referred to as the inverted prayer. I'm sure you've heard it. Maybe even heard it in a song. He wrote, "I ask God for strength that I might achieve. I was made weak that I might obey. I ask for health that I might do greater things. I was given infirmity that I might do better things. I ask for riches that I might be happy. I was given poverty that I might be wise. I ask for power that I might have the praise of men. I was given weakness that I might feel the need of God. I ask for all things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I received nothing that I asked for, but all that I hoped for. My prayer was answered, and I am most richly blessed." Well, think about that. The King of kings and Lord of lords is coming and has come. And this King of kings and Lord of lords comes to us in disguise. He doesn't come in a fancy carriage. He comes in ways we hadn't expected. St. Francis of Assisi saw him in the face of a poor leper who was dying. Mother Teresa found him in the faces of men, women, and children in the gutters of Calcutta. So he comes to us. He may come to us in the person of a child who says to us, "What will you give me in Bible school or Wednesday school?" He may come in the form of a spouse or a friend of the family who's asking, "What time will you give to me?" May come in so many forms. In the form of a widow or widower who is asking, "What time will you give me just for a phone call to let me know that you care?" The choice is yours. Of all the ways in which God may come to us and ask us, what will we give for the kingdom of heaven? For the kingdom of heaven is found within all of those gifts that we possibly can give. So we come full circle. The beginning, I ask, if you could have anything in the world, what would you ask God for? Next week, my sermon I've already started thinking about. It's entitled, "Do It." A long, difficult title, but you'll get it. And as I've asked the question of what will we give to God today, next week, I'm going to ask, how does God speak to you? And how does God say, "What will you give to me?" How does God speak in our time to us? Now, I would give you a caution here, because when we come to the conclusion, it may be a little shocking, and it may be a little challenging, but it will be an answer we'll need to hear. That's my good news for today. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Hymn number 793, "Be Thou My Vision." faith using the creed which you have printed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, and was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Confident of your care and help by the Holy Spirit, we pray for the church, the world, and all those who are in need. And again, I'll pause for the appropriate place so that you can add the names of those you'd like to add to the prayers. Merciful God, your reign is revealed to us in common things. A mustard shrub, a woman baking bread, fish in a net. Help your church witness to the surprising yet common ways you encounter us in daily life. Lord, in your mercy, when your word is opened, it gives light and understanding. Increase our understanding and awe of your creation. Guide the work of the scientists and researchers. Treasuring the earth, may we live as grateful and healing caretakers of your home. Lord, in your mercy, as the birds of the air nest in the branches of trees, gather the nations of the world into the welcoming shade of your merciful reign. Direct leaders of nations to build trust with each other and walk in the way of peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Your Spirit helps us in our weakness and intercedes for the saints according to your will. Help us when we do not know how to pray. Give comfort to the dying, refuge to the weary, justice to those who are oppressed, and healing to the sick, especially those we name in our hearts before you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. You show steadfast love and direct us to ask of you what we need. Help this congregation ask boldly for what is most needed. Refresh us with our new dreams of being your people in this place and time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray that the Holy Spirit continues working amongst our joint call committee, collectively, and through each member individually. We pray that the Spirit will move and work through Mark and Sarah as they seek candidates for our fellowship ministry. We pray that the Spirit will move in the hearts of those potential candidates as well. Lord, in your mercy, in you our lives are never lost. Strengthen us by the inspiring witness of your people in all times and places. Embolden our witness now and one day together. They gather us with all your saints in light. Lord, in your mercy, in the sure and certain hope that nothing can separate us from your love, we offer these prayers to you through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who has taught us to pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
We thank you for sending in or bringing your offerings to the church. And we ask the following prayer. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. Lord, look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Hymn number 742. We'll sing all three verses.
Thanks for coming. And good to see you, Kate.
Yeah.
And you too.